Purity as Power, Part 2. We are the player. We can play either football or cricket. Similarly, it is we who can choose to play with either purity or impurity. The player is the master of the game, and not vice versa. Sri Chinmoy. Just because our minds have forever been impure is no reason we cannot acquire purity. Purity we must choose and chase. We know that the more purity we have, the clearer our mind will be and the better our meditation. The better our meditation, the more purity we will uncover, the clearer our mind will be, and the deeper our meditation. Purity is an indispensable link in this cycling chain of inexorable spiritual growth. Yet, what is purity? How do we experience this elusive, vague quality? How to hold on to, secure, cultivate, and expand purity in our consciousness? The surest way to get anything is to go direct to its source. You want apples? Go to the apple tree. The source of all purity is God, the Supreme, the highest within ourselves. In our meditation, as we clear our mind and approach our inner silence, purity automatically appears, the same way as the sun appears through the rising mist. As the sunlight then reveals to us the surrounding landscape, so purity in turn guides us to ever deeper silence and more fruitful meditation. We'll finish with another quote from Sri Chinmoy. Purity does not come all at once. It takes time. We must dive deep and lose ourselves with implicit faith in contemplation of God. We need not go to purity. Purity will come to us. And purity does not come alone. It brings an everlasting joy with it. This divine joy is the sole purpose of our life. God reveals himself fully and manifests himself unreservedly only when we have this inner joy. Sri Chinmoy.